think these wars, they're killing all these innocent people for nothing. I think they should be killed. Everyone should be treated equally, and people aren't being treated equally, and it's wrong. I don't know what's going on, but it needs to be stopped.
You seem incredibly angry.
It's making me upset because I live here, but I might have family back there, and they're getting killed for no reason. It makes me very upset. My family are from Pakistan, but we live here in England. But I'm just giving you an example. If my family were living in Syria, I want to go there and kill them people. It makes me angry at the same time.
You want to kill people?
I don't want to kill Syrians, but the people that are fighting them.
Syrians are fighting other Syrians. Muslims are fighting other Muslims. So you would be fighting other Muslims?
Yeah, but I want to go over there and help them. But I will fight to save my brothers and sisters. You know what I mean? I'd risk my life to help them. That's what I'm going to do. Get my brothers and go out there to help. I want to help the rebels with my brothers.
Who are you so angry at? What is motivating you to go to Syria?
I'm hurting and getting more angry. I told you people who are killing my brothers and sisters, them people, is torturing them. Nobody can torture them besides Allah. You know what I'm saying. They're in pain and they need us to help them and protect them. Family is everything. And Britain and America aren't doing much at all, to be honest, because Syria obviously needs support.
But Britain has supplied humanitarian aid to Syria. So on one hand, you accuse Britain of not doing enough. And on the other, you accuse the West of interfering.
But our brothers and sisters are still getting hurt.
What difference will you, one person, really make? And you'll be criminalising yourself when you come back to the UK. Is it worth it?
I would do anything for my people. I would go to jail and I'll risk my life for them. Nothing is being sorted. I see it on the news.